Hi, everybody. It's Greg Golden with you. Thank you so much for joining us. With us, a gentleman who has changed titles recently, the new Athletics and Activities Director for Forsyth County Schools, our old friend Nathan Turner. Coach, glad to have you with us.
Hey, Greg. Thank you. It's exciting to have you guys back with us again. Another year. Football for Scythe Friday night, and no better way to do it than Scythe Sports 365. So we're excited. Looking forward to a great year.
Appreciate that, man. We are on the cusp of another season. You could smell it in the air, can't you? Football's here.
You can, and I think it all started, with Midnight Madness this past Sunday night, Monday morning, early hours. Those people put the pads on, strapped the helmets on, and live contact began. So it's started, it's begun, and scrimmages are around the corner, and games are here before you know it. And you know what that means is you start playing each week and you get ready for the playoffs, and there's nothing better than Georgia high school football.
Tell us a little bit about the Midnight Madness. What did you hear from out of that?
I don't know that any of the schools here in Forsyth did it. I saw that a bunch of schools in Hall County did it, but a lot of schools, those coaches can't wait, and they're chomping at the bit to go full pad and get going. But at 12 o'clock Monday morning, it was legal, and a lot of schools couldn't wait to get started. And, it's not a bad concept, Greg, when you talk about the heat and the weather that we've had in Georgia this summer, to go ahead and do it at midnight while it's nice and cool and relaxing for the kids. So that's been happening. Georgia High School Association approved that. But, a lot of schools like to get out there in that heat, too, and get adapted. And I think that's important, too, because you do have to adapt. And we've been very proactive this summer talking with our coaches about being cognizant with the weather knock on wood, we've done a great job so far. I know there's going to be more hot days, but we do have to pay attention and respect that and know that our kids are conditioned and acclimated to the weather, and that only means you're getting ready for football.
You, in your position now, may be able to advocate something like that, and here's the thing. Forsyth County is growing and growing and growing and raising up to the level. A lot of these schools now have been playing football at a very high level for a long time.
If you look at
Forsyth County now stepping into that same atmosphere, that may be something that want to be pursued down the road.
Yeah, and you look at that, we're very proactive. The one thing that we talk about, and we started back about the middle of July, sending emails out to the high school and the middle school levels. Every school has wet bulb thermometers that measures the humidity into the temperature. We have the state guidelines and the state parameters on what you can and you can't do according to temperature. That's very important to us, and that's something that we've really took as a county and a district, that we're going to follow those protocols. We're going to do the right things and make sure our kids are safe. We're going to make sure that we're looking out for the best interest of them, and we want the kids to have a great experience. And we started that, and we started talking about that with our athletic directors and our football coaches, making sure that those parameters that the Georgia High School Association, our school district, and everyone else has put into place, that we're following those processes and those steps.
Last year, the last couple of years, you've been the athletic director at North Forsyth High School, and you put in a little bit of work and won an award. Congratulations for those that don't know, they're not familiar with the announcement last year. Nathan Turner was named the 6A Georgia Athletic Director of the Year.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that had to do with your work on the new Super 44. What did it turn out to be?
It's now Class 7A is what we're going to call it, but it was the Super 44 of the largest schools in the state of Georgia. Thoroughly blessed to win the 6A award, and then
that's fantastic.
The announcement to be all classifications was given at the state banquet. So I was humbled.
You won for all classifications too?
Yes, I did.
I never got that memo.
Yeah, sure did.
That's fantastic, man.
Yeah, it was. I say I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I work in a great school district. I work with great administrators and great coaches, parents, and kids. And it's the opportunities that was given to me by having great people surrounded around me. I told a lot of people it wasn't about me and what I did. It was about what others did to help me get there. And just thoroughly blessed. And it was a great state athletic directors conference, and great to know that you win your classification and the state award as well. So it was a lot of fun. Looking forward to helping our other athletic directors now reach those goals as well.
That's fantastic, man. Very, very proud of you, and congratulations again. I want to say that part of that award, I'm sure, came from your vision. You saw the growth of Forsyth County leading up to all schools eventually being big schools, and here we are.
Yeah.
And so part of your work in that was to get all five schools in our county playing each other, and now we have Region 5 7A, which includes all our five plus Milton. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about creating that and how that came about with just Milton added into it.
Basically, it was a 2-year process. One thing that we looked at, and have to understand with the Georgia High School Association and the reclassification committee and the full executive committee, which I'm honored to be elected to be on that executive board, we knew that growth was coming. There was a lot of imperatives. Is it perfect? Maybe not, but it's, I think, closer than we were.
Gwinnett schools out of your region.
Depends on who you ask, you know. But, you know, I think the biggest thing was Dave Hunter and Earl Etheridge from South Georgia, Dave Hunter being from Gwinnett, knew that there was some imperatives there in the highest classification. And when you look at schools that have 4,000 playing schools that have 1,500, you know, there's never a perfect number, but you had to try to squeeze it just enough. And they thought the Super 44 would do that. And, of course, our South County schools fit comfortably now right in the middle of that with the growth that we have going on at all of our schools, including for South Central, who has grown. And so basically it become like the state legislature. You had to get in the lobby for your schools. You had to get in and work it. And we were able to maintain Region 5, 7A as a home for the Forsyth County schools and Milton, which Milton has been a longtime rival with the Forsyth County schools, close neighbor to West Forsyth High School in distance. And a lot of the kids at West know the kids at Milton. So it's a great neighboring relationship to have Milton from Fulton and our relationship with them come in. And, wow, you got a six-team region. You got four teams going to the playoffs. I like the odds of Forsyth County schools making it to the state level.
Yeah, that's not bad. Talk a little bit about that creation of that district. When you talk about 4,000 versus 1,500, so there was a lot of imbalance there. And as you guys took a look at that, you decided that the and for those that don't know about, that are unfamiliar maybe with the, the way these are classifications are built, it's based on student population. And obviously, if you've got 4,000 kids to choose from, versus a school with 1,500 kids to choose from, that's a lot more ball players that might be available to you to get on your team, get them trained up, and get them to execute.
Yeah, you know, those are the things that we looked at. And you talk about some of the larger schools in Gwinnett, the Collins Hills of the world, the Mill Creeks of the world. And then you look at who was the smallest in the classification. You know, for South County, we felt that pain. We grew through that pain. We were those small schools, and even though we've been climbing in numbers and climbing in population to balance out, at one time we were the ones that were in the region with those schools. So, yes, we've balanced out. We had to find a happy medium, and you try to find that sliding scale to make everything work as far as balancing numbers. But the biggest piece was we were able to keep the Forsyth County schools in that region. You know, we're all sitting in population numbers from close to 3,000 to around 2,600, 2,500. So we've grown. We fit comfortably in the middle there. So we're not at the low end, not at the high end, but we fit in a comfort range that we feel good about. And we feel that comfort range at the top. Now, I can't speak for the lower classifications because my goal and my focus was 7A. At the top, we were trying to find what was the best adjustment for us at those numbers. And I think overall, we did a pretty good job. There'll be adjustments. We got a new school coming in 2 years, Denmark High School, excited about that. What will the population numbers be when that one opens? We got a couple years to figure all that out as the growth comes in.
Yeah, they're building subdivisions all around the county.
It's going
right
to grow
now.
In.
It's going to grow fast.
So we're excited. You know, there's a lot of potential. Met with athletic directors here recently and talked about the excitement and the growth and the good things happening. So, we're looking forward to another great year and another great year in a new classification and a new region.
All right, in your position now, you have a chance to look at each school, maybe a little individually. What can you tell us? Let's start with North Forsyth, where you were the athletic director for a long time. New head coach, a guy coming out of Tallahassee. Talk a little bit about him and the program. What do you expect at North this year?
Probably one of the last things I was able to do was work on finding the next head coach and making sure that they had a good coach. And
now Coach Galt was a wonderful guy.
Jason Galt, great friend. I wish him all the best.
Absolutely.
He's at Gilmer High School now. He's going to do well up there.
Yeah, he is.
So we got Robert Kraft coming in from Tallahassee. Coach Kraft is he's a proven winner of the one state championship down there Tallahassee at North Florida Christian High School.
North Florida Christian has a great reputation.
Yeah, he won one, played for a couple, had some great winning seasons, had some runs there when he was at Colquitt County, as we all know, the defending state champions here in the state of Georgia. So he comes with a good pedigree, a lot of energy and a lot of excitement.
You know what kind of offense he's going to run?
He just says it's multiple right now, so we're excited about that. I know it's going to be up-tempo. So it's going to be fun.
Another up-tempo
school. Yeah.
All right. I better bring my oxygen mask.
You sure will. You sure will. So I'm excited for him. Can't wait to see what he gets to put out there on the product to field there in Coal Mountain. And looking forward to a great year out of them as well.
What kind of issues is North facing as they go against the schools in the South? I know there's a lot of time there's talk about this and that. Sometimes, you know, the finances come into play. Sometimes the facilities come into play.
You know, I think we're blessed in Forsyth County. We've got great facilities everywhere we go. That's one thing about our athletic facilities. You see a lot of people say, man, y'all are unbelievable. Y'all have got this. Y'all have got that. So, you know, schools in the metro area especially are truly blessed. Got some great facilities. It all has to do with fundraising. Always has to do with booster clubs and always has to do what with your local school system and school supplement support. And we've been blessed in our school district that it's been of high importance to put a good quality product and, you know, facility out there. And so we're blessed to have that.
Frank Hepler, back in the mix in Forsyth County from West a couple of years ago, and you took a respite down in Florida, and now he's back over at Central.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that relationship. I know you know him.
Oh, yeah. Talk with Coach Hep this morning. He's just as excited as can be about things that are going on, and he's looking forward to a great year, building something, coming into 7A with everybody else in the county now. You know, Coach Hep, he kind of bubbles with excitement, and kids believe in him. He's a proven winner, and he assembles a good team, and he puts them out there to believe in each other and believe in his philosophy, and we're looking for great things from him.
What do you think about? What do you guys talk about when you talk about that big step? Now, the other schools are coming up from 6A to 7A, so that's a step. Central's coming up from 5A to 7A. What kind of mindset does that take to understand that leap?
You know, one of the things that we can talk about is at the sub-varsity level, they've already been playing everybody. So that mental mindset's already been laid. And I think you're going to see a quicker adjustment than a lot of others because, you know, we've been, you know, playing Central in a lot of sports and a lot of other things that has prepared them for this step. So I think they'll step right in and do great.
Well, I know for a fact that there's some good athletes coming up there. We covered some middle school kids at Little Mill and other schools that are going to be on that varsity now, and it should be very exciting for Coach Hep at Central.
Sure is. I'm excited for him. Wish them the best. And, you know, it's going to make it really fun around Forsyth County on Friday nights when we get to what I call the second season. Now, you got three seasons. You got the non-region, you got the region, and then you have the state playoffs. And the region comes after the fall break, and everybody plays each other. We call rivalry week the very first week. I think you have North and South and Lambert and North and Central, Lambert and South and West and Milton right out the gate. The big rivalry games right out the gate, and it just goes for there for five straight weeks.
A great run. We're going to cover individual games not leaving the county. But when we get into that, pretty much with the exception of Milton, they're all going to be county games, and it's going to be hard to try to decide which one we want to cover, but I think we've laid the schedule out pretty fair. West, let's talk about Adam Clack's squad over there. What do you know about West? We know what they did last year, you know, how they came back and bought into the program after a rough start. What have you heard?
Coach Clack's kids have had a great summer. They've done a lot of great things, and I'm excited to see what they're going to put on the field. He's got a couple of guys have already gone D1. I think the Bresnahan's going to Wake Forest, and Hudgens is going to Kansas State. So
those are big
good schools. Yep. Yeah, so I'm excited for them. I think this can be a big year for them. I look forward to seeing what they can do in the region and then on into the playoffs too.
We had a little bit of fun in the spring, and I don't know if you were aware of this or not. I tried to shoot you some emails, but you might have been down on the Gulf Coast.
There you go.
But we did a coverage of West Forsyth spring football. And we got inside the program and inside the locker room. We talked to coaches and players, and they're all pretty fired up. They're glad to be in 7A now. And this is something that I think every school in our county now is pretty fired up to be. Just comment on what you know about West and their rivalries.
Well, you know, I think you look back and it starts West and North were kind of split from each other, and that first rivalry first began, and I know that's changed over the years as you've kind of filtered out West is coming their own, but that West-South game's been a big one. It was big this past year.
I called that.
The onside kick. Yeah, so I'm sure Coach Arnett's going to be ready for revenge night. So,
sure
Greg, we can talk about each school and find a reason and a tie for them to have a rivalry, and that's what's great about Forsyth County sports is everybody is a rival to everybody, and it's going to be so much fun to see each school play each other week in and week out.
How about Lambert?
Lambert, I think they're the ones that
they had a young team last year.
They're the silent sleeper. I think they've got a lot coming back. Yes. You're going to look for them to be more experienced, more mature. Coach Daniels is excited. He's kind of stayed quiet a little bit, I think, because he's going to let the cards play, and he's going to be there in the mix at the end. So I'm looking forward to seeing them play. Good things coming for them, too.
And then South Forsyth, of course.
Wow. Great run
final
last year.
Last
yeah.
year, and then the Corky Kell Classic.
Going to be at the Corky to start things off. They don't take anything small down at the South. They're going to take a piece of the pie big and go play Hillgrove at the McEachern and the Corky Kell. Excited for them about that. And, you know, they had a great summer, by the way. They played in the USA 7-on-7. Got to go over to Hoover this summer, and Shanley, the quarterback, did a great job. And I texted Coach Arnett. They had a big summer in the 7-on-7 league, and it was a lot of success for them. So excited about them. I know everybody's really on a buzz to see we got a Forsyth County team in the Corky Kell Classic. That's great.
It is. It's great for everybody.
Like Coach Gravett and I were talking about the other day, he goes, all this is good. He said, but there's 5 weeks in a row there after the fall break week. That's when it all counts.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
And so
the one thing about South that I think is interesting, they had such great leadership last year. Their four senior captains are gone off to their various schools. We've got kids in the Big Ten. We've got kids over here at Kennesaw State. Those seniors have moved on. Now, everybody tells me that the kids that soaked up that leadership are stepping up now.
That's just what I was
going to
say.
Go.
I think you had leadership that taught. There's a difference in leadership that leads and leadership that teaches. And I think that senior class did a really good job of teaching the young underclassmen how to be leaders. So I'm excited to see how that portrays as we go out through the season. So I know Coach Arnett and his staff are ready. Man, you know, we just went down a list of great things happening for everybody here. And it's going to be a good season.
Anything can happen, I think, this
year.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen in 7A, the biggest conference classification in Georgia, and certainly no finer football played anywhere in the country, I don't think.
I tell you what, it's
7A in Georgia.
It's going to be good. 7A classification brings a lot of good things. You know, stood on the sidelines of the state championship game last year of the Colquitt-Roswell game. And got to watch it up close. As a matter of fact, I went to the semifinals for the Grayson-Roswell game where Roswell threw the Hail Mary and caught it on the end zone the last play of the game. I got to see two good football games back-to-back weeks right there and be a part of something special. And knowing that our school system can compete at high levels makes it really exciting for me to see, hey, yeah, we're all going to compete for 5 weeks. There's four slots available. We've got five schools from our county and then Milton as well. They're all competing. Let's see what happens come early November in the playoffs, because we're going to be in the mix. We're going to be going to the playoffs. It's who gets hot at the right time and what kind of run you can make.
There's a lot of doubters out there, if you pay attention to some of the blogs that comment on this sort of thing, who don't think that Forsyth County is ready to step into a classification like 7A. What kind of mind change, what kind of attitude change is it going to take for Forsyth County to be in the mix with a Norcross, with a Mill Creek, with a Roswell?
I think that mind change and that attitude started over the last couple years. As you start to see some of our teams win playoff games and get into the second round, third round, a lot of good things happening. Kids start believing. And when they start believing, things start happening. So with that attitude of believing, anything can happen.
You got any predictions?
Yeah, I do. But I think
you're going to save them.
I think I'm going to save them.
You're the county athletic director.
I think
now,
I'm going to save them. That's
the line,
exactly right. That's exactly right. I can say this: every Friday night is going to be interesting. It's going to be a different chapter of the book, and there's five chapters to the book, and there's 5 weeks. You know, we can talk about the non-region games all we want, but that second season, there's 5 weeks that anything can happen.
Does the whole schedule count in the ultimate finishing record? It's just
the region games.
The region games. So
that's why I say it's a five-chapter book.
After the fall break.
It's on.
It's on.
Yes, sir.
Nathan Turner, County Athletic and Activities Director. What does an Activities Director do?
Well, you have all kinds of different things that you work on other than athletics, that you work with clubs.
Like, you mean
and
like
activities
the bass fishing team up there?
Hey, that's good stuff. Now, I'm very proud of that. Very proud of that. So, yeah, all kinds of things. So, looking forward to it, and looking forward to a great year. 2016-17 is going to be a great year for South County Schools and for South County Athletics.
It's going to be very exciting. We're glad to be back. Our second season covering Forsyth County football, and Couldn't be prouder to be doing it. Nathan Turner, thank you so much. Always great to visit with you. Thanks for taking the time. Leave us with one little thought that'll resonate through the opening few games.
I will. I'll tell you what, Greg. Pay attention early on. You're going to see some teams do some things that you haven't seen before. There's going to be some exciting things come out with some exciting players. Those players that put forth that effort are going to make some names for Forsyth County schools, so I'm excited about that. So, guys, got a chance to get on Forsyth Sports 365. Catch the ball games if you can't be there in person. Listen to Greg with all the action because we've got a good season ahead of us.
Thank you, Coach. Nathan Turner, Athletics and Activities Director for Forsyth County Schools and a good friend of the program here. Glad to have you with us. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Greg.